WFYI News is bringing you interviews with Central Indiana mayors all year. Reporter Taylor Bennett sat down with Mayor of Zionsville, Tim Hawk, the first elected mayor since the Indiana Supreme Court upheld the merger of Zionsville and Perry Township. Bennett asked him about his current focuses and challenges.
We've been really making a push for infrastructure projects. You know, it's a common theme around Central Indiana, but in the legislature has made it a little easier with some additional road funding. But we've been really pushing on our roads and our streets and stormwater and wastewater. You know, a lot of aging infrastructure in Indiana, and so we're making a real big push to upgrade that.
Now, when you look at the growth of a lot of cities around Indiana, it's been tremendous, specifically looking at Fishers and Westfield and those areas. What do you envision for your city as far as economic growth and being progressive and bringing jobs to the area? Do you want to keep that?
We do, but there's a good balance. You know, I talk with my fellow mayors in Westfield and in Noblesville and in Fishers, that, and they all say that, you know, Zionsville, the Lebanon area, Whiteston area is next. We're the next kind of boom area for Central Indiana, and so we got to be very careful in what we do. You know, some developments are great for different communities for varying reasons, and we just take a very careful and thoughtful approach and, you know, work with the development community on the front end. You know, we don't want to make it extremely difficult for them, but we want to give them a good sense of what our expectations are. And we find that the more we do that, the better projects we get.
No, Zionsville's been ranked one of the safest cities, and a lot of people want to move to Zionsville. What is the housing situation like there for new homes?
If you have a house, it's great. If you want to find a house, it's a challenge right now. We talk about that daily, that, you know, we're a very popular place for a variety of reasons. You know, our downtown, our schools, our parks and pathways, you know, we're a very popular place to live. But we do not have a lot of, you know, current active listings on the real estate market right now.
It's very challenging.
It is very, very challenging. Yes.
Now, you talk about the downtown. A lot of mayors talk about downtown revitalization. Anything going on with your downtown coming up?
Probably, you know, in the next couple of years, you know, we're going to be working on some intersection improvements, primarily as you come into town, you know, right on Main Street there. It's a little bit of a bottleneck with some traffic, and, you know, our Main Street has done kind of 180 over the last 4 or 5 years. You know, no longer they close the doors at 5 o'clock and leave. It's turned into a pretty popular restaurant scene. You know, it's sometimes it's more popular at night than it is during the day, and it's been a great boom for downtown, but it's also created some challenges with traffic and parking, and so we're, you know, actively working to create to fix those in the next couple of years.
What about the parks?
Parks are going to be very active. We've got some great pathway projects coming up this year, a nice pedestrian bridge going in over Eagle Creek on the South Main Street. And then we've got two park projects that'll kick off probably this year and over the next few years. One is Overly Warman. It's a 43-acre park kind of geared towards the mountain bike scene. We think in 2019 we're targeting our new nature center.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
That was Zionsville Mayor Tim Hawk in a conversation with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.